Semicircles by Simon Brett. With Paula Wilcox as Helen and David Wood as Ben. Episode 5, A Woman's Role.
Ah, Helen.
You're late.
Something overran.
A pint of beer by the smell of you.
Okay, I had a drink, yes, but it was a meeting about next year's budget that overran. After that, I needed a drink.
I see.
The sales projection is really grim. Every cup of warming, relaxing hushby that isn't drunk puts me near a redundancy. If I got the boot from JJ&D, what would you do?
I'd go out and get a job and leave you to look after the children. What's so funny about that idea? Don't you think I'm capable of holding down a job? I have a degree, you know, and had a highly promising career in market research before I married you.
Don't worry, I have a very proper respect for your intellect and abilities, and by no means think of you as just a household drudge.
Good.
Now where's my supper?
Ben?
I'm hungry. It's hard work out there in the bedtime drinks jungle.
Do you know, Ben, how much of the last 8 years I've spent changing nappies?
What's that got to do with anything?
Don't evade the question. How much of the last 8 years do you think I've spent changing nappies?
Well, I've never really thought about it.
Right. Well, I just have. Listen. Right. On average, I reckon it's been 20 minutes a day with all the undressing and redressing.
Oh, but come on. They're all out of nappies now. Christopher doesn't even wear them at night anymore.
It's an average. When they were tiny, they got through about 8 a day.
Okay, okay.
Well, 20 minutes a day is 121 hours a year.
Really?
Over 8 years, that's 968 hours.
Well.
But yeah, which is 40 days and 8 hours. 40 days and 8 hours changing nappies. That's over a month.
Oh, yeah.
Over a month of my life. Think what I could have done with 40 whole days to myself.
Look, these statistics aren't very meaningful. They're fascinating for you, maybe, but I'm tired. I've been at the office all day and I'm hungry. Oh. So once again, I ask, what's for supper?
Yeah, and since you bring the subject up, there's cooking. We've been married 11 years. A very conservative estimate of the time I spend every day in cooking is an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
It's 1.333 hours a day. That's 486.6 recurring hours per annum. Divide that by 24 to get it in days, multiply that by 11 years, and you come up with the figure of 223.05554, which is about 7.5 months. Do you realise that in 7.5 months, I could have gone round the world a few times if I hadn't done any cooking?
But we'd have starved.
That is not the point.
Helen, look, I got you that calculator to help you with your shopping.
Ah, then there's the shopping. Do you want to know how many months out of the last 11 years I have spent shopping?
It really was quite frightening, Alistair. She got very cross. It was like being attacked by a rabid chihuahua.
Well, what sparked it off?
Oh, am I giving her a calculator, to an extent? That was really only a symptom. No, it was Christopher starting at playgroup 2 afternoons a week. Suddenly Helen had a couple of hours on her own, which gave her time
to play with the calculator.
Yes, and to assess herself. You know, prospect of kids being off her hands, prospect of having an identity of her own. What was she going to do with the rest of her life? It's difficult, though. I don't know what the answer is. I do feel sorry for her. I believe in equality of the sexes, but I reckon the worst thing that could happen to anyone would be to be born a woman.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad it didn't happen to me.
Right. I mean, one does try to feel what it's like, what they go through, but it's a kind of imaginative barrier you can't get over.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Thinking back to when Helen was pregnant. I very much went through it with her, you know. It was a joint venture. We did classes. I helped her with her breathing, so I was involved.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not involved. You see, though men can go through the emotions of pregnancy with their wives, they can't actually have the babies.
You amaze me.
So they are doomed to frustration. It's like being an understudy. You get all the nerves, you don't get the release of performance or the bouquets afterwards.
Mm.
So what I'm really saying is that however much you talk about equality, however much you aim for equality, there are differences between men and women.
Gosh, Ben. You ought to write to the Lancet about that.
Do you know, Laura, my mind is absolutely rotted from being with children all the time. At a dinner party last week, I actually found myself tucking a table napkin into the collar of the man next to me.
Was he furious?
No, he rather liked it, which was worse. Made some very bizarre suggestions for taking our relationship further.
I suppose that was at least flattering.
Not what he was suggesting.
Men are pigs.
Apropos of nothing, you haven't heard from David recently?
No, he's still shacked up with his aunt.
His aunt?
For a couple of years, on Wednesdays, while I was teaching my evening class, David had been going to visit his invalid aunt. The aunt turned out to be this 19-year-old trainee hairdresser.
Ah.
A girl whose body is unsullied by blemish and whose mind is untarnished by thought.
No, I'm sorry. It must be grim for you.
Yes. Not wasted, though. The whole experience has made me get myself together and go out and look for people. I've made some very good friends in the last 3 months.
Oh, is there a new boyfriend on the scene?
No, Helen. I'm talking about women.
Oh.
When you need support and honesty, you should turn to your own sex. Women's solidarity is a...
Just a minute. I'll be right back.
Oh, Mrs. Kelly.
Oh, morning, Helen.
Actually, I was just having a cup of coffee with an old friend.
Oh, good.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Laura, this is Mrs. Kelly from next door. Laura Wrighton.
Newbie.
Oh?
I've reverted to my maiden name.
Ah.
Oh, I'd never do that. Never under any circumstances. Whatever Neville done, walk out on me, remarry, I'd never change my name back.
I think that's rather an old-fashioned view.
Maybe, but then your maiden name wasn't Snooks.
I'll get you some coffee, Mrs. Kelly. We were just discussing women's solidarity.
Oh, don't talk to me about that. I've tried every diet under the sun and none of them does any good.
No, the woman's movement, feminism.
Oh, yeah, Neville showed me something in the Sun about that. Girl on page here burnt her bra. Well, at least something could happen to it.
I think you're talking in rather dated stereotypes, Mrs. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, people keep telling me I do that.
Is Neville your husband?
For want of a better word.
Do you have children?
Yeah, just Neville.
But I thought you said...
Oh, they're both called Neville. You see, Neville don't like change. So when Neville was born, well, I wanted a, you know what I mean, more exciting sort of name. Tyrone or something. But Neville, you know, he liked Neville. He got used to it, so I give in. I thought, if it makes Neville happy, let's call Neville Neville. So we did.
Once again, the man gets his way.
Eh? Mind you, Neville's 23 now.
So he's off your hands.
Oh, no.
There's your coffee.
Thank you.
Actually, Helen, I was thinking you ought to come along to our group.
Group?
Yes, a few of us get together once a week, talk about women's topics.
What, you mean like the Women's Institute, making jam and tea cones?
No, Mrs. Kelly, not like the Women's Institute. We discuss issues of woman's role, woman's freedom. Why women should feel obliged to look after houses and husbands and children.
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound very keen.
No, well, I haven't got time for all that.
And why haven't you got time?
Because I've got a house to look after and a husband and a son.
Exactly. You see, you're dropping straight into the stereotype of the completely dominated little woman, totally subservient to your husband's will.
Oh, am I?
I'm not sure that description really fits Mrs. Kelly, Laura.
No, it doesn't. For a start, Neville doesn't have a will. Anyway, I think things were a blooming sight better sorted out before all this women's lib rubbish come in. Not so many broken marriages for a start.
Oh, Mrs. Kelly, we're not just talking about marriage, but... Well, the balance of responsibility between the sexes. And things have got better in that respect during the last few years. I mean, more husbands help with the children, right from the start. Many more are now there at the birth.
So I've heard, ooh.
You don't approve?
Couldn't be done in my day, thank goodness. Anyway, he never would have wanted to be there, not even if he could have. He don't like any of that. Not boxing on the telly, nor car accidents, neither, none of that stuff. Besides, it's not a man's place not to be there.
I don't see why it's any less a man's place than a woman's.
Well, of course it is. If a man's not there, it don't make no difference.
Yes, it does.
But if the woman's not there, the blooming baby's not born.
Oh, there's the shopping, love. Oh. All the Saturday crowds were out this morning, loading up with ceiling tiles and Ron Seal for a jolly weekend. Oh.
Ben, this is Laura.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Laura lectures at the Adults Education Centre.
Oh, yes. I've seen you around along the parade. Your husband's tall with gingerish hair, isn't he? Always looks very jolly.
Huh. Laura's husband walked out on her 3 months ago.
Oh.
Just before Christmas. Said he was going to get some fairy lights and didn't come back.
Leaving Laura with two kids under five.
Ah, Well, I'm sorry.
Christopher wants his bottom wiped. Won't be a sec. I see you don't make any move to go to your child's assistance.
What? Oh, no, well, it is the weekend.
Just I would have thought when Helen needs a rest.
Maybe. I have just been to Sainsbury's for her.
For both of you?
Yes, okay.
You know, I worry about Helen.
Do you?
Hmm, she's so cramped. Her personality's being restricted here at home all the time.
But that's inevitable at the moment. She has three small children.
She has three small children?
Well, I have them, sort of. Two. A bit.
You mean you're only the father of some of them?
No. They're all our children. I mean, we have them mutually, but Helen has them more than I do. And she actually had them too, come to that.
I see. And it's her job to look after them.
Well, yes, largely. You see, Helen and I believe in sort of division of labour. You know, if it's anything with the children, anything in the house, really, she's in charge.
And you do the garden?
Well, no, actually she does most of that too. Well, not all. I mean, I do the heavy digging. Well, sometimes. Well, I have done. And I put up the bird box.
Oh, well done.
And when I say she does everything in the house, I mean, if there are heavy jobs to be done, then that's my department.
Like plumbing and decorating?
Like plumbing and decorating, yes. But not actually plumbing or decorating. We tend to get someone in to do those. But, you know, anything else that goes wrong, I sort it out.
Like what?
Like what?
What sort of things do you sort out?
Well, I mean, you know, if... I change the light bulbs.
You change the light bulbs?
Yes.
As soon as the light bulb goes, there you are, like a gallant knight-errant, ready with a replacement.
Yes, if I'm here. If I'm not, Helen does it.
Terrific.
It's all very well for you to say terrific like that, but what you forget is that I do go out to work every day.
Yes, of course, the intense pressure of the JJ&D accounts department.
Exactly.
And what about the cooking? When you give a dinner party, say, does Helen do all the cooking?
Yes, but I do other things to help.
Like?
Well, I put the nuts out.
You put the nuts out?
Yeah. For, to go with the drinks.
You put up the bird box, you change the light bulbs, and you put the nuts out.
Hmm.
And that's your division of labour?
Yes, it's something we've worked out together over the years. You know, all marriages are different.
In my experience, most of them are exactly the same. The woman does everything and the man does nothing.
Ah.
Kids all playing fine upstairs.
Good.
Well, you're very silent.
Yes. Yes.
I was just commenting to Ben on the average marriage, where the wife is expected to do everything and the husband doesn't even change a nappy.
No, that's not fair if you're getting at me. I have changed a nappy.
That's true, you have.
See?
Yes, I remember the day you did it.
Oh, Helen.
Perhaps we should get the GLC to put up a blue plaque to commemorate the occasion.
Helen, I would have done it more often, but James got so upset.
Was that because the pin stuck in him?
I think so, something like that.
Ah, now there is a classic example of that supreme male characteristic. Studied incompetence.
What do you mean?
It's the man's innate ability to do something just badly enough for it not to be worth asking him to do it again. The ability to break a small item while drying up, to allow vegetables to boil dry, to put the washing machine on the wrong cycle, to scrape the bottom of a non-stick frying pan, to stick a pin in a baby while changing its nappy.
That's not studied incompetence. No, in my case, it's genuine incompetence, I promise.
Nonsense. I'm sure you're never so cack-handed with your own things.
No. When you were making that home-brew beer, you didn't let anything boil over, did you?
Well, it's different.
Why? It's just like cooking.
Yes, just because it was for your precious beer. The time men waste drinking beer is astonishing.
Yes. Do you know, Ben, I sat down with a calculator and worked out how much of our marriage you've spent in the pub. It came to nearly 9 months, totally wasted.
Well,
some people can have a baby in 9 months.
And, do you know, I actually worked out how many pints you'd consumed over that period
sake.
Of time.
Ah,
now,
listen, if it's 11 o'clock in the morning, the pubs are open and I'm about to raise my lifetime's total by going to one. Goodbye.
Like I always say, men are pigs.
Helen, you awake?
Yes. You drunk again. After last Saturday.
I only had one pint. And I got a game office bloke at squash.
Laura was telling me about this friend of hers whose husband claimed to play squash every week. He was seeing another woman.
Laura has an inexhaustible fund of nasty tales of masculine perfidy.
Yes. Makes you think, though. David and his aunt. You went to see your Auntie Valerie this week.
Helen, you have met my Auntie Valerie. You can't be jealous of her.
No. If, of course, it was your Auntie Valerie you went to see.
Helen, you know the nearest I've ever got to infidelity is buying a poster of Debbie Harry. Now, stop being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. I've just been made aware of the depths of masculine deceit.
By Laura?
Yes, and the others.
Laura is just a troublemaker.
No, you only say that because she's a woman and her arguments threaten you as a man.
That is not true.
It's a very typical male tactic to try and undermine and diminish relationships between women.
Oh. Helen.
Oh, another very typical male tactic is to try and subdue women by sex on the Genghis Khan principle.
Helen, can't you see? Laura's not a feminist. She's just an anti-masculist. Because her husband walked out on her, she's anti-all men.
That's not true. She speaks a lot of sense. I find I agree with most of what she says, and my husband hasn't walked out on me, has he?
No. Not yet.
Hello, Ben.
Mrs. Kelly, kids okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Good. Incidentally, thanks very much for stepping into the breach. Well, I got this game of squash fixed before I knew Helen was going out to her thing.
Yes. Did you win?
Oh, no.
Helen's left some supper for you. Just put it in the oven for 25 minutes, mark four.
Thanks. What is it?
Mushrooms in garlic or something.
It would be.
You seem a bit low.
Could say that.
Bedtime drinks not selling.
No, they're not. But that's not it. It's Helen, all this, you know, women's lib business.
What, you think she's being unreasonable?
No, she's not being unreasonable. She's being totally reasonable. That's what makes it so depressing. The life of a housewife is intolerable. I'm only sorry she's realised it. It's like a flat-earth believer being taken on a round-the-world cruise. Destroys the basis of their existence. Now, I don't see Helen ever getting back to mindless acceptance of her lot.
And you want someone mindless, do you?
No, I want Helen, but I don't want Helen resenting my every breath, tossing up on a calculator how much of her life she's wasted by marrying me.
It won't last.
I don't know.
No. The batteries will run out.
Mrs. Kelly, I was being serious.
Oh, I know, love. Well, it is just a phase, really. Now, me and Neville have had phases and all. We had one lasted 6 years, but it come all right. You just got to be understanding, know what I mean? Like the song says, try a little tenderness.
Every time I try a little tenderness, I'm accused of being like Genghis Khan.
Oh, well, I don't know all your friends, but what you got to do is get your marriage back on the right track. Stop all this agonising over it. Or maybe I'm old-fashioned, but personally I think there has to be one dominant partner in a marriage to carry along the feebler one.
But I haven't got a dominant personality.
I don't mean the man.
Oh.
Obviously, the woman's in charge. Always has been. That's her role. But at the same time, it's her role not to let the man realise he's not in charge. Neville and I got this worked out very early on in our marriage.
What, you discussed it?
No, I told him.
Oh, that's, Helen.
Hi. Hello, Mrs. Kelly.
Good evening, was it?
Oh, yes. We discussed the socio-economic pressures towards conformity to the female stereotype.
Oh, nice. Well, I must be off. I'll see myself out.
Oh, thanks so much for babysitting.
No problem.
We also discussed how the male feels threatened by female groupings with any concerns other than the domestic.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
And will put any obstacle in the way of such encounter groups.
Well, some males may, but not me.
And we fixed up to go on a 2-day feminine consciousness stretching course next weekend.
Oh.
So, you will look after the children. Okay, then?
Huh? Oh, Oh, yes, of course.
How are those fish fingers coming on?
You don't know, Alistair. It said on the instructions, fry until golden brown.
Well, they look golden brown to me.
Yes, well, that's how they came out of the packet. It's a dirty trick making their natural state golden brown.
I've just read Christopher All the Mr. Men books, dressed Emma's Cindy 5 times, and had James show me how to do his Rubik Cube. That great length.
And it's still only 11:45.
Yeah. Helen's been gone less than 2 hours.
Hmm.
And the pub's been open 46 minutes.
Oh, I'm afraid there's no chance of that.
You know, I knew life changed when you had kids, but it never occurred to me that you couldn't just nip into a pub whenever you felt like it.
Well, you can't.
So, nothing to stop us having a few cans here?
No, no, not for me.
What?
I've promised to play chess with James this afternoon. I daren't put my concentration at risk, otherwise it gets embarrassing.
Oh. Well, do you mind
if I... No, but remember, you have a lot to do, too. For a start, you're going to be Prince Charles in Emma's 3 millionth reenactment of the royal wedding.
Oh? Why me?
You're taller than action man.
Hmm.
Then there's washing up this lot, getting their tea and washing that up, getting their supper...
How many meals a day do they have?
Seems to be about 9.
Oh, it's hard work, isn't it?
Hmm. That, I think, is the point that Helen's trying to make.
I mean, none of it's actually difficult. It's just there's so much of it, and it's also boring.
That is the other point Helen's trying to make.
Meanwhile, she lolls around stretching her consciousness.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could see her way through. She's going away for this weekend as a gesture. When she comes back, I'd like to have made some gesture in return.
Like what? Setting up a love nest with a nice little arm?
No, no, something more. Hey, I've had an idea. Oh, look at the fish fingers. What on earth can I do with those?
Charcoal drawings?
Oh.
Mm. How's the consciousness? Suitably stretched?
Oh, so stretched, it's gone all limp.
Oh, dear.
Quite a relief to get back in some ways.
Yes.
And your weekend?
Oh, fine.
Good. Children?
No problem.
Good. Well, everything looks very tidy.
You know.
Good Lord. Well, the silver's been cleaned.
Oh, yes, I had a bit of time on my hands.
And the floor's been hoovered and the dress has been waxed.
Yep.
But how did you... When did you get the time?
What? Just a matter of organisation, really. You know, give the kids something to do, get on with it.
But the curtains have been washed.
They look better, don't they? They were pretty grubby.
Yes.
I wouldn't look in the kitchen if I were you, You won't recognise it.
Hmm?
No, I'm afraid things have been a bit reorganised, cutlery drawers and so on. All the kitchen knives are now in the drawer next to the work surface. It saves time, you know, only a fraction of a second. But if you spend any length of time in the kitchen, you find those fractions of a second mount up.
Yes.
You know, time and motion, I have to think of these things. I mean, managing a house is not so very different from managing, say, the accounts department of a bedtime drinks company. Same basic principles obtain, just a matter of efficiency.
Yes. Ben, I'm incredibly impressed.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, sorry. I've been a bit of a pig to you these last few weeks.
Well...
I'm sorry. I should appreciate you for what you are. It's just... Oh, everything was getting on top of me, and Laura kept making me feel inadequate if I got too domestic.
Yes.
A strong lady, Laura.
Yes.
Oh, they all were at this weekend. Very high-powered. I kept longing to get home where I knew I could cope.
Yeah.
Then I get home and find you can cope better.
As I say, it's just simple application of business skills.
No, I think I owe you an apology. No,
don't worry about it. Look, since everything's done, there's nothing to stop us having an early night, is there?
No.
Seems a long time since I heard Beethoven's 5th.
Ben.
Come on.
Oh. Hello, 4923?
Hello, Helen. I was so surprised to see the car back. I thought you'd be away longer. Well, that's why I give everything such a thorough clean-up. It seems so hopeless, and I thought...
What?
Anyway, how is your aunt?
My aunt?
Yes. Winbed said she was poorly...
She's fully recovered. Whatever it was she had has gone away as if it never existed.
Oh, good.
Yes. It is good, isn't it? And thank you so much for doing everything. I take it you looked after the children as well.
Of course. Well, Ben seemed in such a mess.
Yes, Mrs. Kelly. He will be.
Helen.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, Helen. It was just a joke.
Mm.
I was going to tell you. Of course I was.
Good night.
Helen.
don't come the Genghis Khan with me.
All I wanted...
I know exactly what you wanted to. My weekend wasn't completely wasted. Certain points about the nature of men did get across.
Well...
I think sex makes up for everything.
Does help.
Do you know, I worked out with the calculator how much of our married life has been spent on... You know...
Beethoven's death?
Yes.
Really? Yeah, well, I suppose it must be... married 11 years. I'll say, give or take... must be 2 or 3 months, anyway.
Wrong.
Oh.
My calculations bring it out at 5.9583 recurring.
At least it's recurring.
Has been till now.
It's not bad, though, eh? Nearly 6 months.
Days.
Days? Are you sure?
Sure, Casanova.
Oh. Well, we... Good night, Helen.
In A Woman's Role, you heard Paula Wilcox as Helen and David Wood as Ben. Mrs. Kelly was played by Pat Haywood, Alistair by Bruce Alexander, and Laura by Anita Carey. Semicircles is written by Simon Brett and produced by Pete Atkin.